At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for joining us and happy Monday. I'm assured by Bob that it is a happy Monday. Maddie's out sick today. We don't know what's going on with him. You know, he did rappel, so maybe he's still sick from that. And it was also
heroically, by the way.
Yeah,
despite not being here today, and I actually feel like maybe even that's heroic. If he's sick, I don't want him in here.
Right.
I don't want to get sick.
No.
You want to get sick?
No, I do not.
Don't you have somewhere to be?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. With a guy who's already sick enough, he doesn't need me bringing anything. And I'm not giving up that vacation.
Right.
We have Outside Lands tickets all this week on the fives every hour from 7:05 until 5:05. So right now it's time for your first shot at this. You get to pick your day. Take the word park, P-A-R-K. And text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a pair of one-day pick-your-day tickets to Outside Lands. You can pick Doja Cat on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday. And each of those days has 5,000 other acts and a million places to see them, all in Golden Gate Park. Text PARK to our contest line, 20357. You'll be in the running for the Outside Lands tickets August 8th through 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. This hour's code word is PARK. At 8:05, we'll have a new code word for you. You can enter every single hour and get yourself some tickets. Get yourself in the door. I mean, in the gate, I guess. Not really doors. Kind of an outside thing. I wanted to quickly mention this. George Strait, the country star, has announced Straight to the Heart benefit concert for the Texas flood victims and for flood relief in general. He is coming through for his home state of Texas. George Strait just announced the Straight to the Heart benefit concert. It's going to directly help Hill Country flood victims. The release said the goal with this event is to raise meaningful, immediate support that can be put directly in the hands of flood victims without delay, while also honoring the first responders that work tirelessly to save lives. George is doing this concert. They're saying here it's a donor dinner and concert. So
it sounds kind of small.
It does sound kind of small. I'm wondering, though, if it's one of those things where it's a big enough venue that there are places where people are seated and eating and the rest of it.
Or do you just have a couple, you know, oil tycoons show up and hope they cut the pencil out checks for the full amount?
Well, the amounts are, so all of the $1,000 tickets are already sold out. But they still have 2,500 and 5,000 reserve seating left. So I don't know how many people they're going to accommodate, but there's, let's see, Riley Green. I've heard of that person. I don't know Jamie Johnson, Hudson Westbrook, but there's a huge, long list.
Well, let me just say this. Mm-hmm. I dabble in country Western music occasionally, but I will say that I did not know about George Strait, and I guess it was a story you'd told because someone wrote in and said, how can you not? He is the biggest hit machine in country music in history. And I looked it up and the guy's got the most number one hits of all the. So I got a couple records and he's excellent. He's older.
Yeah.
So it's not the kind of poppy country you're used to.
A crossover country.
These days, but it's absolute. He's great. And so it'll be a great event and it'll raise a ton of dough, I bet.
I hope so. I think it's great. Donor dinner and concerts taking place July 27th. So it's actually right around the corner in Bourne, B-O-E-R-N-E, Texas.
Okay.
So that's what George Strait is up to. I love when stars go makeup-less on Instagram.
You love it?
So, yeah, I like it. I think it's really fun to see people in their natural habitats. And sometimes the Kardashians will do it and they still look great, you know, but Courtney Cox did it. And people are being really mean about it.
About Courtney Cox?
About Courtney Cox.
We love her.
I know, right? She's our friend.
Mallory? What was her name?
Monica.
Monica.
Yeah. Mallory is Jason,
I know, it's somebody.
Jason Bateman's sister, right? Is it Justine Bateman? Is that her name?
I don't know, but I do know that people love Monica.
Yeah, Monica. But she has had a lot of stuff done.
She went too far.
A few years ago, she said, okay, I get it. I know I've gone too far and stopped going too far. And she has, her face has calmed down, but she's definitely done things that are like, they're permanent. Like it kind of looks like she might have tattooed her eyebrows on.
Oh boy.
But she's did a whole montage where she's got no makeup on. She calls them her useless selfies. I guess she takes a lot of pictures of herself and where she's got no makeup on. And hey, Bob, did you grab those? They're somewhere on the list of stuff I sent you this morning. Bob is playing the role.
So you say she looks disgusting.
No, I don't.
Oh.
She looks fine. But people are mean. Like, you know, one of the things I'm noticing in some of these pictures is she just has skin like every normal person has skin. Like, looks like she's got a little rosacea. She's zooming in on her pimple. Oh, she's looking oily there.
It's not as bad as it used to be. These photos are much better than
agreed.
Some of the stuff that,
that
had been going on.
That one is the one where I'm like, what's going on with that eyebrow? That looks almost tattooed on there.
I don't know.
I think she looks beautiful.
Yeah, I think she looks fine.
Other
really,
than
really pretty blue eyes, too.
Allergic reactions.
I know. She does look like she's having
She's literally saying, like, oh, I have an allergic reaction. She's being
that's
vulnerable.
That's too bad. Yeah. Useless selfies, though. I mean, it's funny because usually if I take, sometimes I'll be on the phone, you know, texting with my mom or whatever, and she'll send me some selfie from in her backyard or whatever. And then I'll take one of me and I go, well, I don't know that thing. And I just immediately delete it. Like, I wouldn't save that. I don't need to have a montage of hideous photos of myself.
Well, she's
she is a star.
She is a star.
Right.
Exactly.
So every photo matters. How old is Courtney Cox?
60.
58.
61. That's a point for Vinny. All right, Vinny. You're starting off today just fine, mighty fine. Oh, and it's just the two of you today, so.
On that note,
yes,
510 says, are we sure Maddie isn't pulling a Vinny? And just calling in sick so he can redeem himself with some lady this morning?
We're not sure about that. The problem,
LOL.
The difference between the way Vinny did it and the way Maddie did it is Maddie just texted us in the morning and said, hey guys, I'm sick. I've been up for hours.
That's what I did.
No, you didn't. You just didn't show up. And
but
then
I
we
called
sent
in
people
sick.
Out to-
I called in sick. Hi guys, I can't come in today. I'm sick. Click. And then all of a sudden, I'm finding out that the hunt for me is on.
We call him and he's like, I locked myself out. I don't even have my phone. It was just like, it just got sketchier and sketchier as the day went on.
Well, mainly because if you just had taken the sick call and left it at that, I didn't want to lie to you guys. I was trying not to.
But you started with a lie.
Need a sick day. That's what I needed. I need a sick day. Then the boss that I look up to at that time, the one guy I looked up to in this world is on the other side of the desk looking at me going, I don't get it. What am I missing here? Tell me what's going on. I don't want to be mad at you. And I was like, it's okay. Whatever.
Just be mad.
Whatever's happened. I'm willing to take the hit. I don't want to tell you. Please just be mad at me and ground me in however you need to. And I did take that hit for 10 years. You didn't know about
happened.
No,
until you came back in 2008.
Right.
And I think even then, it wasn't until Yuzette came back on the show. I think right when she got there, me and her were looking at each other like, all this time.
Yeah. Well, now you know. Oh, girls aren't a good enough reason to.
You had a show to do, my friend.
And I needed a sick day. Mm-mm. There was some lady that needed me to, you know,
butter her soundly from
stay
behind.
With her.
Anyway, you got a congratulations on your point for guessing that.
And Maddie, it's okay.
Yeah.
We got your back. I hope this morning went better than last night.
In a way, I actually hope that's what's happening to him because I don't want him to be sick.
Right.
But I'll be I just don't think that's not a reason to call in sick to work. Even though,
if it were you and me, and there had been, you're dating some guy, and there's all this stuff leading, we'd been together a while, like longer than, and hadn't done it yet. And then,
me and you?
No, but whoever, the lady okay. I'm dating at the time, but I'm saying, put yourself in that situation. You like the guy, you're together, it's happening, you can't wait to, you know, do the thing.
Yeah.
And then finally, and when it's time to do it, the buildup had been too much.
I'd be like, okay, well, we'll catch up on it, you know, next time it's we're both available.
It's the first time. Mm.
Well, you should have done it on a Sunday like night, I guess.
I can't believe that just
Sunday
went
night
that
at 3
quickly.
A.m. was the wrong time to blow it.
Just needed to stay and redeem myself. Mm. That's it. And I did, by the way. I ended up with her.
Well, good to know. I mean, at least there was that.
Yeah.
You know, would have wanted to be a complete waste.
I got the girl in the end. I mean, not together today. Never mind.
I was thinking that you were saying when you said you pulled a Vinny, that Maddie pulled a Vinny. I was like, what? Dare you tell me you got drunk and fell off the show?
Don't.
Mm. Listen, as a person who has lost a few people off the show, I can't lie and say that that's not the first thing I think of every time.
Oh,
oh no. Oh, please.
I really
okay.
hope that's not the case.
No doubt. Oh, my God. Anyway, I think I put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but if you want to see Courtney Cox without her makeup on, still looking great. She clearly keeps up with her dye job. Like, there's no gray hair there. Well, maybe a little in that first picture. Anyway, Courtney Cox, she put up the makeup-free pictures, and the world fell apart. People said very mean things. There were some very nice comments on there as well, like, thank you, queen. Way to go. Way to be honest. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. We know it's Ben Affleck. Thank you. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
They were married for a long time. They have three kids.
Uh-huh.
And they went to Boston to see a Sox game. They're good co-parenters in my opinion.
Now.
Yes. She looks really happy. Like, he is making her laugh. There's a lot of smiling.
Oh, do you think she's hopeful?
I don't necessarily think she's hopeful. Can you focus on those? Can you see those?
I see them.
Okay.
What about them?
I'm just wondering if you can see from there. Cause I know when things are small on there, you can't always see them.
You know, I don't have my glasses on, but. No, they look happy and that's great. And, you know,
nice seats too. What do you think? They're like right by. There's a guy with like a roster in his hand, like a batting order, and they're sitting right next to him.
I give her a ton of credit for being able to be a parent with this guy and not hold his drunk ass against him.
Mm.
Because that is one of the things.
Yes.
He's alcoholic and mm-hmm. we know that he'd been.
Yeah.
A problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's videos on the internet if you want to look them up.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's been a long time since they broke up too. Like it feels like time just slides by. Do you know what year they broke up?
This is 2025. I'll say 2013.
Oh. You want to take a guess? Or do you already know?
Oh, I was Googling it.
Okay. 2018.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's more recent than I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt like it had been like maybe 2020 or something. But then I realized like a lot of stuff has happened in between. Because I always think about the, you know, it's been 10 years working together. And it is work. It's the best kind of work. Mm. There's no one I'd rather work with. That's like an acceptance speech from the Oscars. Oh, if you could find that, that'd be great. Because we did lose that somewhere. It's Ben Affleck talking about working with
thanking
Jennifer
his
Garner.
Wife.
Yes.
And I don't usually bring up my wife when I'm talking about the Iran hostage crisis, but.
Is it Argo? Is that the.
It's
so
Argo.
Whatever year that one won some award or he won some award for it.
Also, I'm seeing their divorce was finalized in 2018, but they were already separated for 3 years.
Oh. There we go. Okay. That's more like
that
it.
That feels right.
Because
so 10 years
he's
now.
Already divorced from the next chick.
I know. So they were there with two of their kids, two of their three kids. I think their oldest is Violet, who's 19, and she was not there. But they're smiling and happy. They look like they're having a great time. They first met, it says here, on the set of Pearl Harbor. She was married to Scott Foley, one of her Felicity co-stars at the time. And I want to say she was probably doing Alias at that point. In 2003, they reunited for Daredevil. But he was engaged to Jennifer Lopez at that time, and she was still with the Felicity actor. But shortly after that, it wasn't too long because they were married for quite a while. Enough to have three kids, three beautiful kids. But there's like a huge montage of just all pictures of them getting along. I love that they are. I know that her boyfriend, is his name Johnny Miller? He was pretty bummed out by some of the lovey-dovey, touchy-feely that was happening. I think it was one of the kids' birthday parties at like a paintball range. Yep. And he was got his arms wrapped around her. And there were just a lot of he said, no more of that. It's us or it's not. And I don't want you advertising that it might not be. I don't know what the exact quote was. I'm sure it got heated, though.
650 says, Courtney Cox did get her eyebrows tattooed and they are turning blue.
Oh, I did think they looked really noticeably, because she's like, I don't have any makeup on. I'm like, I mean, I guess tattoo doesn't count as makeup. I've heard that, though, that if you do something, I feel like tattoos are dicey to put under your eyebrows, because even my eyebrows are starting to turn white. I have a bunch of little white eyebrow hairs.
Oh.
And I'm like, if I had tattooed my eyebrows to make them feel thicker so I don't have to use eyebrow liner or whatever it's called, eyebrow paint, then right now the white would stand out even more.
The as I'm raising a daughter who's entering into self-consciousness, maybe good that times. Wasn't the right way to word that. But either way, I realize I can't imagine what it would be like to be a movie star, big time TV star, like all time Friends.
Yeah.
There are people who probably.
One of the biggest stars on the planet.
Have it on round the clock.
Yep.
Because it's their comfort thing or whatever. And there she is, a normal person going, I am getting old.
Mm. Here's some photos of it.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So who knows what pressure she's under and why she would resort to tattooed eyebrows. Because there's pressure on her that we don't know about.
I found Ben Affleck at the Oscars, if you still want to hear it.
We definitely do. It's been a long time since we've heard it.
Okay, I'm just going to play a little bit.
Okay.
In Iran, living in a terrible circumstance right now.
Turn it up a little, yeah.
I want to thank my wife, who I don't normally associate with Iran, but I want to thank you for...
She's smiling. She looks sentimental.
10 Christmases. It's good. It is work, but it's the best kind of work. And there's no one I'd rather work with.
There's no one I'd rather work with.
Guys, please isolate that and save that, because we used to play that on the show. Every time he would come up, we'd get to hear him sounding like he was in big trouble at home. And there's her with a bless your heart look on her face.
And that's 2013, so they separated a couple years after that.
510 says, Ben Affleck was surprised he won for Argo. He barely beat out Quentin Tarantino and Django Unchained. Isn't that what it was called, Django Unchained?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. You know, there's times where you'd hope that your buildup to a spot like that would allow you to feel comfortable in a win and on a stage like that. At the very least, keep it quick and light.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Yep.
I didn't expect this.
I liked some of the jokes, but it just felt like, you know how sometimes you hear someone talking and you're like, you're digging yourself. You're not going to be able to crawl out of that hole. Like that's what that feels like. It is work, but it's the best kind of work. And there's no one I'd rather work with. Ah! As he runs off.
I wonder if it's that thing where you don't want to presume that you'll win, so you don't prepare because it's kind of egotistical. But then if you do win, you're not prepared.
Right.
I get that.
Maybe.
And I get that would be, that's probably how I would handle it.
Right.
I'm just going to,
I'll wing it. I know, basically thank everyone who was involved with the film.
And you don't want to jinx it. So you just go right. Zip.
Exactly. The idea of preparing a speech that's just going to burn a hole in your pocket.
Mm. Right.
And now there it is and you pull it out and it's a reminder that you didn't win.
Do you keep it or do you burn it?
Yeah, I think you throw that away. Definitely yeah. have like a...
In the bin on your way out of the
oh, really? I was thinking you do it like kind of ritualistically, like to get rid of the bad juju or something. All right. And I just wanted to mention, there was a story this morning and the headlines, in a terrifying moment, Jason Momoa races toward horrific car crash to help unconscious man treated at scene. So it grabbed me and I went, okay, click. And basically he is doing a motorcycle ride with his son, I guess. And he just is at the scene of this thing. And he was looking like, I'm willing to help if need be, but there's already paramedics, et cetera, on the scene. So it's just basically some people got some pictures of him there. But as I'm reading down through this, he was going to this is Jason Momoa. He was going to some kind of motorcycle gang event, like a biker event. And his band, Oof Ta Ta Ta, played the festival stage. It's a bunch of Harley Davidson enthusiasts. And I was like, wait a minute. And by the way, he plays bass. I've got pictures of him playing the bass. Okay. I'm like, okay. But is it just me? This is the first I've heard that he's in a band called Oof Ta Ta Ta.
I don't know the band name. I know he's a big time fan of music. Mm. And I know that he plays.
Oh.
Because I've seen him. He shows up in all of the big, he's on the Fender social media, being there on a tour. Mm. He's on the Gibson social media, being there on a tour. I've seen him in a few scenarios where I go, that's what you use your celebrity for, to more be deeply involved in the things you love.
Right.
Whether it's race cars or music or whatever. Like,
whatever your passion
is. If this is my... You know, business card is my entry into. I'll do that.
Oof, ta, ta, ta. It's OOF with the umlauts over the first O. I'm probably mispronouncing the whole damn thing. I actually started to, I'm like, oh, I wonder if he was ever like to Lenny Kravitz. Hey, man, you want to jam? You want to jam? Should we, you know, you're
I
here
bet you pay, money he has your... done that. Uh-huh. I put money down.
Right. Wouldn't you? I'm like, oh my God, Lenny Kravitz just walked in. Hey, man, I was just working on this bass lick. Trying to get my chops up so we can hang. And Lenny's like, yeah, man, it's fine. I play my own bass on all my records.
I play every instrument on my records.
In addition, every other instrument. Anyway, there you go. I did not realize he was in a band, and it turns out he is. And he got up on stage and entertained the crowd of Harley Davidson riders. And oh, there's a lot of shots of him at the scene of this accident. There's a like a minivan that's just smoking, and then there's a guy who I think was on a motorcycle who's getting like CPR on the scene. It looks terrible.
You know, we don't realize it, but I bet you the Minecraft movie that he's in,
yes,
is probably going to be one of the biggest movies of the year, right? Like, it crushed it.
I want to. Let me look.
And there's him and Jack Black as the main stars of that film.
Minecraft. Was that the only one that they did just this year?
Yeah, that I know of.
A Minecraft movie.
I think Sinners is number one.
And oh, then on the year.
And then a Minecraft movie.
Okay.
I'm looking at a domestic gross of about $423 million. That's big. Let's see.
Dang.
Let's see what worldwide looks like. Minecraft movie is at $531 million. That worldwide is 955.
Oh, there you go.
So they're almost $1 billion.
They're creeping on a billion.
Lilo and Stitch is above it at 994 million. And Neza 2, which I'm going to say is from somewhere else. I've never heard of it. It's made $1.9 billion this year.
It must be a Chinese film.
It is. I have never heard of it.
Me either.
That's because it's in Chinese and plays in China.
And they love it in China. And they continue to watch it and watch it and watch it. All right, Vince, what you got coming up?
10 years ago this week after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bob's Movie Club, 6 a.m. this Thursday. Join us for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Time After Time. Get yourself caught up on that one. It's from 1979. Vinny's saying, you will feel nostalgic for old movies when you watch this one.
You can't believe the intro, too. They do all the names before the movie starts. It's a whole thing that's going on where you...
Old timey.
I started it, got up, walked out of the room, because that's what I do. I'm always, you know... Mm-hmm. I just cannot sit still. I walk back in and I see it and I go, oh, I got to rewind this. And I had to watch the clouds in the background and the names coming up. Mm. And I'm like, oh my God, it's old fashioned in that there's no action.
For the first 5 minutes.
Just names.
Yep.
Okay.
Everyone settle in. Settle into your movie seat. Old timey style.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself situated. Get that popcorn going. Time After Time is this week's movie. Get all caught up and then join us Thursday morning at 6 a.m. and be ready to let us know what you think of Time After Time on Bob's Movie Club.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane.
Jane?
Jane has your way onto the Napa Valley Wine Train, plus an overnight stay at the River Terrace Inn. All this week, listen to Jane at 6:05 for the code word. Text that code word to 20357 for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, plus qualify for the grand prize, which includes an overnight stay at the River Terrace Inn, courtesy of Napa Valley Wine Train and River Terrace Inn.
Very nice.
And Jane. In the afternoon.
Playing a game called.
Right here on this fine radio station, 97.3 Alice. Here's what's happening. Starting to see the sky now here in downtown San Francisco. It should be mostly sunny today. Mostly the 70s wherever you go.
Oh, nice.
And a couple spots will just get into the mid 80s.
God, that sounds so great.
And the whole week looks really good.
Oh, nice.
Like just locked in, comfortable, but warm and sunny.
Light summer.
Yes. Here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
I love this. That's why I do it. I hope you like it too. Here are 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week.
Oh, I like this. Yeah, this is good.
The first Amazon Prime Day happened.
Oh.
People claim the deals sucked and the hashtag primary day fail was trending, but Amazon ended up selling more products than they did the previous Black Friday. And the rest is history.
Wow.
This is their time.
Prime Day.
And they've continued to grow it. It's only 10 years old. And it's now at 4 days from one. What?
It just feels like then they should call it Prime Days. Do they?
They must have changed that, yes. I would imagine. I don't even have Amazon. I don't go to Amazon.
Hmm. Well, you got someone who does, though.
No, I do. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen at our house at all. I'm just saying I don't. And if I go to get something and I look it up and it pops up on Prime, I'm like, oh, I don't want that. I'm going to click on the other one and go straight to the website.
Hmm.
Whatever
that is probably better for whatever the business is.
Tom Cruise. Yeah. This is 10 years ago. 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. Tom Cruise clung to the side of an airplane. Behind-the-scenes clip hit YouTube showing how they filmed the scene where he hangs off an airplane in Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. It's still one of the craziest stunts ever.
Mm. I can't believe that was 10 years ago. Doesn't that feel more recent than that? I feel like that was for the...
Yeah, everything's going by really fast.
Yeah, it is.
Like, there's also that time he sat at the very tippy top of the Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
It's probably not the right name.
Burg.
Whatever it is.
Burj Khalifa. I always called the Wiz Khalifa, too.
The Wiz Khalifa.
I don't remember. Amazing. But you know what I mean. There he is, just sitting on a chair on the top of one of the I think it's the tallest building in the world.
I believe
it
is.
And there he is sitting on the top of it.
He has no fears. He's like, what could possibly happen to me? I'm Tom Cruise.
You'd think, being a lifelong film star, at some point he's going to go, like, it must have clicked in him, I'm aging, now's the time. Do all the stunts I can now before I've got to start doing old guy roles. That's coming, though. Like, Tom, it's time to stop with the face surgery end the crazy stunts and start just doing films again.
Yeah.
Regular films.
Have some fun or don't or be done. Go enjoy your incredible life.
That's true too. But he's thrown his whole life into film.
Yes, he clearly has. Does seem to be the only thing he likes doing.
Butt covers for cats became a thing 10 years ago this week.
Oh,
a company called Twinkle Tush. Twinkle Tush went viral for selling jewels that hang off your cat's tail and cover their buckeye.
But then didn't they get really dirty or something? So nobody wants to.
I don't know. I never tried them. Did you try them on your cats?
No, but there's nothing worse than your cat's butt. It's like, oh, God. Well, maybe your dog's butt. Maybe that's the thing that's worse.
Ant-Man was Marvel's 12th movie to open at number one. Trainwreck with Amy Schumer.
Oh, I liked that movie.
Had also just hit theaters, and the first trailer for Suicide Squad hit YouTube after debuting at Comic-Con.
Oh.
10 years ago this week.
That's what was hot and happening.
Donald Trump said, John McCain wasn't a war hero, and a lot of experts predicted this is the nail in the coffin of Trump's presidential campaign.
Yeah, you can nail as many nails as you want into that coffin. It does not seem to help. I'm thinking we should switch to spikes.
It does not work.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to keep that. It doesn't work. None of it works.
Obama spoke out about Bill Cosby's sexual assault case. He said, there isn't a mechanism for revoking the Presidential Medal of Freedom that Cosby'd been awarded from George W. Bush in 2002. But I guess that's Obama's way of saying, yeah, I believe the victims here.
Yeah. There's no way of revoking it, but there really should be. Let's get that put in.
50 Cent filed for bankruptcy 5 years after being worth $500 million. Fans wondered how he blew through that much cash, and it turned out he hadn't. He was dealing with a lawsuit, and it was a strategic business move. What money?
I'm bankrupt.
As he kicks the bag of loot out of the camera shot. Get out of here. Game of Thrones was nominated for 24 Emmys.
Oh.
10 years ago this week. It set a new record when it snagged 12 of them.
Oh, boy.
But Shogun beat it last year with 18 wins.
Oh.
Shogun.
Shogun was really good.
Oh, you liked it?
I did. It was, I remember that being a thing when we were kids, right? Wasn't there a miniseries of Shogun when we were
I do
we
remember
were really
that,
young?
Yeah.
This one was, it was epic. But I've read the books. I read the book between watching the first one when I was a kid and watching this one. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of politics and stuff. A little bit of a snooze fest at times.
Sarah.
Yara.
You have loved people all over this great nation.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What accent in America?
America.
Would you say you like best?
I mean, Boston, obviously.
Boston?
Yeah. It's funny, when I talk to someone and they're from Boston, I just feel like I'm home. It is an interesting thing. I feel comfortable with them. I sort of know where I stand with them. I know they're going to cut me off in traffic. My own Boston accent comes out a little bit more.
There's a new list of the most loved regional accents across America. And the number one most loved regional accent is Southern Louisiana's Cajun accent. Number one.
Mm. We're like a voodoo doll down there.
I'm surprised by that.
It is kind of hot, though. Do you remember watching True Blood when that first came out?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
No.
Bon ton. When I first saw how bon ton was spelled, I lost my mind.
How's it spelled?
Well, I don't remember now, but I just remember. I was like,
that's not B-O-N-T-O-N, bon ton.
That people made that sound with?
Bon ton.
Valuable lesson when you talk about something and someone goes, well, what about it?
Just say, don't question the fast facts and move on from it. Instead of saying, I don't know.
Good tip. Thank you.
Number one was the Louisiana Cajun accent. Number two, the Long Island accent.
Oh, Long Island. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I feel like I'm talking with Barbara.
My mom had New York accent all through growing up, and it was one of those that it would go fade, mm-hmm. and then she'd talk to her sister, and it would be back, baby, all the way back. Mm-hmm. And then it'd fade, and every Sunday when she talked to her sister, boom.
Mm. I like it.
Fully back. Long Island, Mississippi.
Oh.
A tie between the Florida accent and the Pacific Northwest accent.
I didn't really know either of them had a specific accent.
Yeah, I don't
what
know
What does it
that.
Sound like up in the Pacific Northwest? You lived up there for a while.
I do not know them to have an accent. Mm. I feel like there are certain times when I hear some, when I hear someone say something and I'll go, what was that? A person who speaks perfectly fine English will then say warsh. Mm-hmm. And, where'd you get that? What? And I don't know if that's Pacific Northwest, but certainly there are places where one or two things will jump in weird.
Do you remember like when we lived in Philly, like pretty much the same, but then they all said bagel. Mm-hmm. And then they'd say like Villanueva. There was like a ooh thing that happened.
Mm.
Water. I think they said water.
Yeah, that's New York too. Water and quarter and doa.
Doa. In St. Louis, it's they don't say, like if you were saying get on Route 44, they say get on Route 44. Mm. And this is a fark.
Oh, fark.
A fark. Yeah.
The main accent, Appalachian accent.
Oh, are you?
My point right now is, have you heard me say Boston yet?
No.
You
that
haven't.
Is really.
You said it, but they've gone Cajun, Long Island, Mississippi, Florida, and Pacific Northwest.
Which don't even have accents.
Right. Maine, the Appalachian accent, which is Maddie.
Yeah. Heem.
What about North Dakota?
Or
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota.
Oh, gee. You betcha.
A tie between the Boston accent and the High Tider accent?
Never heard of it.
High Tider. Mm-mm. Anybody? Mm-mm. A tie between the Louisiana accent and the New England accent, the Staten Island accent, and the Philly accent comes in at number 10.
Oh.
Oh, apparently High Tider is North Carolina. Like the Outer Banks.
Oh, you know what I don't know if this is an old video, but I saw it this morning on Instagram as I was looking at different stuff. Maddie, by the way, very bravely, what do you call that? Rappelled down a building for charity. He was clearly scared, but he did it anyway. Yep. And it's on our Alice97.3 Instagram.
Yes.
You're going to love it. He's out sick today, or he would have said that.
Well, maybe he'll be back tomorrow and we can talk to him about it then.
Yeah, and I think we can have Danae on too.
Oh, that'd be fun. She might get on Survivor. She's trying out for Survivor.
Danae is such a badass.
Yeah.
Like, that lady, she was not scared.
Mm-mm. She was so excited. You could feel it.
When they came down, if you look at the video, you'll see them come down. The one that's going as quickly as humanly possible without, that's Maddie. And Danae's just
staring
up there.
Straight at the wall like, and she's just up, looking around, let yourself down
Took
a little
her time.
Bit, just looking.
The three most attractive male voices, while we're talking about accents and more, British actor Theo James.
Oh, yeah, he's...
Don't oh, yeah, me. Who
hot.
The heck is that?
He played four in the... I can never think of the name of those...
Divergent,
thank you. And he's the guy, main guy in The Gentlemen. And he was also on season two of White Lotus.
That's what they mention him here from.
Yeah.
The White Lotus.
The naked husband. Ooh. He's
three
hot.
Most attractive male voices, British actors, Theo James, Hugh Laurie, followed by John Goodman. Well, he does play, which character is he in Monsters, Inc.?
Sully.
Yeah. He's great.
Yeah, but is he sexy?
I don't know. You tell me. Mm.
Hugh Laurie, is that the guy from House?
Yes.
Is he a Brit?
Yes.
I believe he is. Others in the top 10 include...
I love an English accent.
Well, of course you do. That's your thing. Bryan Cranston, Eddie Murphy, Andy Serkis.
Oh, that's the guy who does... He plays Caesar, the ape. He plays Gollum.
Okay.
And he plays himself in... I think... Well, the last time I saw him without a bunch of makeup on was in Black Panther. He played like the guy who was a poacher or something.
The rest of the top 10, most attractive male voices, Tim Curry, Austin Butler, Ryan Reynolds, and Tom Hiddleston. For women, the most attractive female voice, Emma Watson.
Oh.
Is that Hermione?
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia Bush and British singer Kate Bush.
Kate Bush, really?
Running up the hill.
But is it her singing voice that they find sexy?
I have no idea. I didn't never even heard of her until that song.
Oh, she's great.
Came back.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Right.
I think it like went like number 40, one.
Yeah, 40 no, years it came later. Back because right. of Stranger Things. Jennifer Tilly, Emily Blunt, Scarlett Johansson, Ellie Goulding, Natasha Lyonne, Taylor Swift, and Julie Andrews round out your top 10 most attractive like female voices.
A lot of them
voices.
Are singers, actually. I mean, some of them aren't, but it does
well,
feel like a singing voice might be sexy, right?
Absolutely. You don't think?
Mm-hmm.
Natasha Lyonne's voice is so cool. But then after a while, I'm like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, she's pretty great.
If we're going by sexy singing voices, I'm going Prince all the way. That dude has...
Well, hold on. We're talking about women.
Oh.
You know who pulled it at a certain time in her life was Madonna.
Yes. Yep. Very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what the heck? Morgan Freeman's not on this?
No.
I feel like he sounds like my grandpa. I'm not attracted to that. It's Thursday.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, I grew up in Nebraska.
Oh.
My mom says Warsh. It's the only thing she says, oddly. Maybe that's it.
Mm.
Maybe that's a Nebraska thing then, because I've certainly heard it.
I feel like wash, water, warder, those are some of the most bastardized in all of the different accents. You know, they just, people like can't seem to get those ones right.
I'm from Cali, but live in MS?
Mississippi?
Is it?
I think so.
MI is Michigan, so yeah, it must be Mississippi.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think of that. Maybe it's MP, Mississippi.
And the Cajun accent is the worst. It makes you sound so uneducated. Not according to most people. Most people are into it.
Bon ton.
Bon ton.
Spelled B-O-N-T-E-M-P-E-S.
T-E-M-P-S. Bon ton.
Yeah, bon ton.
I don't remember.
It didn't
strike me as very hot at the time.
By the way, the True Blood TV show was based on these True Blood books, which are named something else, like the Southern, you know, Louisiana.
Kitchen.
The Southern Vampire Mysteries.
Thank you. And those are great. I really like those. And I think I was thinking, that's right. It isn't. So what is that spelled? Bon-ton.
Did Vinny just call the tallest building in the world the UAE Burj Khalifa, the name of a rapper, Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah, that's a running joke on this show. Like, enjoy it. Embrace it. The Wiz Khalifa. Because who can think of the Burj Khalifa? The UAE Burj Khalifa.
Listen, the way we jump around here, you'd be stumped occasionally, too. Trust
yeah.
me. I was talking about Tom Cruise, and then I'm suddenly in...
Suddenly you're talking about Wiz Khalifa. And why not, I ask you? It's a Monday. There are no rules on radio shows.
Oh, there are. Trust me.
Well,
these people will hold your feet to the fire.
And we don't want no trouble.
Can't believe Benedict Cumberbatch didn't make the list of male voices. Alex, Santa Rosa, app.
Mm. Well, keep sending them.
He seems like an okay guy, but I'm not that into him.
I'm with you. I don't like his eyes. His eyes seem like they're...
Oh, everybody's kind of got that like cringe face.
I didn't think it was something you were allowed to say.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not. We're not allowed to. So don't put this part out over the air. His name is terrible too. I'm like, Benedict Cumberbatch. That just sounds like a ruined batch of Eggs Benedict. That's a Cumberbatch over there. Get it right in. Just throw that whole thing out.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we're going to have a debate about the 50 hottest men of all time.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God.
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.